On this week's episode of the Real Mentors Podcast, we welcome back special guest Jose Lopez to conclude our Ultimate Badass Tournament. And we also have him play our newest segment, Love It, Hate It, or Just Simply Move On. All this next. It's time for the
Welcome everybody to episode 13, lucky 13 for us. Big show, super excited for two reasons. One, we got an extra addition to our show this week to help us finally crown the ultimate movie badass. We've been arguing and discussing whatever the last few weeks, trying to determine who is the best of the best. 32 contestants down to four. These guys gave their lives for us and entertain us in a way just only they can. Dying to see who wins this. We got a special panel, of course, led by myself, the real mentor. We have, as usual, to my left, the man beast himself, Mr. Michael Rose.
Hi, everybody.
And as always, we're joined by, for the cohort here, a man who's in much better mood, I hope, than last time we did our show. We were on a two-week hiatus because Michael's off in the land of Disney.
That's right.
Shaking hands, kissing babies of all the Mickey fans out there, and then watching Frozen on Ice. I'm sure you had a great time, all that.
Getting 172 likes on my Buster the Bunny hat.
You put on the hat, dude. I said I want to see Mike with the bunny ears. Cool, you know, I think you should put down the Real Mentors Facebook page. Just saying, I'm just throwing it out there. You know, give the fans something to kind of look for.
Sorry, everybody out there, I have a face for radio.
No one disagrees with that, Mr. Joseph Paul, the Spaniard himself, our technical producer. How you doing, my man?
Also, Plugosaurus Rex.
We can't forget that as well.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
Oh, he went back to Barry White, the voice there. Okay, that's fine. Going back to the well. If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yeah, you're familiar here. You do what you know, I guess.
I guess. And then we're joined by our top ten specialist. Third time on the show, right?
Third time.
Unless, George, you want to correct that? Like, you know, it's two, three? Okay. It's the third time on the show. Mr. Jose Lopez, which, of course, we affectionately just call Lopez. What's up, big guy?
Hi, everybody. Nice to be here again.
Another guy who missed out on the Captain America Civil War movie. Ooh, too bad. We did get to see it. We're going to have a show coming up in the next week or so, a spoiler-heavy review of Captain America, which we were blessed to see last week,
I guess.
So about 3 weeks before it came out. George almost also got to see the movie, but unfortunately, which we'll discuss in the review, he was turned away at the line. So you have to go back home, you know, unforeseen circumstances. We didn't get the privilege of watching it. Yeah. Poor guy. Again, George, I apologize for you wasting your time and all that. But the important thing is that me and Mike got to see it, so who really cares if you did? I'm just saying. Just throwing it out there.
I don't feel that way, George. Just saying it.
George, I love you. But damn, dude, I didn't care if you were there or not. I got to be honest. So let's get into it now. We're going to do...
Yeah, I'm going to keep quiet after you send me that picture of you going...
We took a picture. To add insult to injury,
what they did is that they sent us a picture, the two of them, you know, to me on my phone after I had gotten kicked out with the peace sign, like, deuces, we're here, you ain't. Therefore, I will keep my restraint to a minimum and not
I'm just
try
saying,
to.
You know, George, you should be happy that we got a chance to see the movie. That's what I'm saying. Take solace in that. That, you know, your two cohorts here.
You know, bro, you've been to a couple of.
And that's true, George. You've always come to, I take you to all these premieres and all that. And Mike was the first time we got to see a premiere.
Yeah, I didn't get to walk the red carpet or anything.
Exactly. Okay.
Yeah. I didn't wear my best gown.
You were there for Batman v Superman. I was a big movie. Mike couldn't come to that.
Yeah,
so, you know.
That's true.
So, yeah, at the
that's
end of the day,
true.
We all take turns. So it was Mike's turn to go see. Of course, I always get turned because.
And actually, I suggested when he said that he had a pass. Who to take? I said to take.
Well, thank you.
Uncle George.
He did say
thank
he didn't mean
much.
It. He said it, but he didn't mean it. Deep down,
I did mean it.
I did really? Mean it. He gave me those eyes like, dude, come on. Nah, I couldn't see another big guy.
That's
just
true.
Saying.
Right. Thanks,
you,
Mike.
You got to see Hardcore Henry, dude.
True.
You know, I was a first person
that was
experience.
Good, right?
No, I liked it. Actually, it was a good movie. Exactly. For what it is.
I have a feeling that that's going to, if I watch that, I'm going to get that kind of sickness.
Yeah.
If you get motion sickness, yes, that's a movie where...
Does that 3D?
No, 3D. Then I probably would have gotten sick watching that. I don't get motion sickness, so I was fine. But I know, George, you kind of do, but you were okay watching the movie.
Yeah, I was fine.
Yeah, so I was, again, if you're very sensitive to that...
I had a hard time sometimes playing Fallout 4.
This movie will get to you. It's ridiculous movie, but it's fun. I mean, and it's an experience. I mean, it's unique for what it is.
I'll take a look at it maybe when it comes out.
No, it's worth it. And I think exactly.
Yeah. I'm sure it's already there now.
I haven't looked.
Well, not good quality anyway. But either way, we'll digress here. Let's get into it. We got the final four. The contestants laid out. We got Nikita, of course, from the film Nikita, going against Jason Bourne. And on the other side of the bracket, we got Rama of the Raid fame going against Lee, of course, Bruce Lee from, what movie is that?
Enter the Dragon.
There you go. And just for the record, it's just for Chewie out there, because he was, me and a friend of mine were talking about The Raid 2, and he's like, he refuses to watch that movie.
Why?
Thank you. Chewie, watch the flipping movie, dude. It's awesome.
He's so happy when he says flipping.
He's like, I know, I didn't want to say that word. Yeah, that was a mic word, by the way. He's rubbing off on me. But he's like, he doesn't want to, he doesn't watch, Kung Fu movies. It's not your typical Kung Fu movie. It's not a typical, trust me, it's a legit movie with some of the best action you've ever going to see.
You're a fan too, right?
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, right?
It's awesome movie.
Yeah, it's one of the best action movies in the last 20 years.
Like, when they get...
defensive?
Like,
no,
like,
kind
of
so about
yeah,
it.
It's stubborn. Yeah,
dude, Chewie, the movie is bad. Okay.
No, but it's a great word. It's a great word to just somebody that just won't.
Hard-headed.
Right.
You know.
Right.
It's exactly what it means.
It's a great, great action flick. And it's actually a good
one. The word is great. And it perfectly, whenever I hear that word, I know exactly what somebody's talking about.
Damn, Chewie. Chewie's always a fan of the show. We appreciate his comments and all that. But watch the damn movie, dude. It's awesome.
Wow, you just threw like a bunch of shout-outs.
Anyway, so.
That's a quick
little rant. He's my brother, dude. I guess I get my show.
Gotta give his brother a shout out.
But he does participate. He's always on Facebook.
Yes, he
posts things on for us that's and all right. that. So
yes,
he appreciates the show. He does indeed like the show, so he's looking forward to it. Yes. But I appreciate that, you know. But either way, so let's get started. So we're gonna go start with
Even
Nikita
he's
and Jason.
Tried to poke the bear a couple times.
He does. Well, he has to poke the bear.
That silly certified fresh rating thing that he put up there. I noticed he took it down after I teased him about it.
He never laid the whole Rotten Tomatoes thing down. We tell you right now.
He doesn't want to make an enemy of me. I'm just gonna tell you that.
Should we pay attention to that, dude?
When I need to be.
I don't want to see that. All right, so let's get started. So we're going to start with Nikita, Jason Bourne. Now, we're going to do something different. We're not going to do the usual kind of Thunderdome. You just put him in the octagon, I guess you mentioned that earlier, and just have him fight out. We're going to change the environment. This is the George Rapport rule. Because, you know, we always, complain about where these people were fighting. So we're going to mix it up because this is the final four. We got to go big. So on Nikita, Jason Bourne, we're going to choose Hunger Games style. That's going to be the quote-unquote arena. The surrounding, of course. So as they fight, we are able to give them those gifts that you know they're given, so weapons and all that. So this is a no holds barred. This is not hand to hand combat. So take that consideration into the fight, because before it was just strictly hand to hand. Now we got weapons. Whatever weapons we choose to donate, at least one. Whatever the case is, you know, Hunger Games is enclosed in that dome. There's water. There's jungle. All that other shit. So who wins? Let's get a quick consensus around the board here. We'll start with Lopez, Nikita, Jason Bourne.
In that environment, I believe Jason Bourne will win.
George, real quick.
Same. I believe Jason Bourne, a master of all weapons and traits, I believe he will win.
Mike.
I'm a huge Nikita fan. However, Jason Bourne is the master of his environment.
He ain't going out like that. I'll fight for Nikita because I got a champion for her. Poor thing. All right. You guys are anti-female.
That's not true.
Ladies, let it be known, I love the females. Make a note of that and reach out to me at therealmentor@gmail.com. Jump on Plenty of Fish, Zusk, whatever it is, you know. Love me the female species. These guys apparently don't. So let's fight for them. So
Rose is the ultimate villain here. You know, all these women that you're talking about that you love, but yet they're the ultimate villain.
I didn't say all women are great. I'm not saying that.
True.
But I still
on his Trinity rant. You
know? Eat more chicken. So, so who's fighting for Jason Bourne here? It ain't gonna be all three against one here. That's who wants to step up to the plate.
Anybody? I'll do it. All right.
Jump in, Mike. Okay. So let's start. So, and we have George. Actually, George and Jose. Now, you guys are watching. Someone's gonna have to pick Nikita. I need some help here. And then, you guys, what gift are you giving Jason Bourne? And what gift do I get?
See, and here's where you're going to lose, because he can take anything with his training and turn it into a weapon. I mean, we've seen him do use all kinds of crap and escape some pretty perilous situations.
Agreed. He's a badass, no doubt about it.
Right. But I didn't see that with her though.
But Nikita, she's an assassin. She's well trained.
Jason Bourne is an assassin too.
So now they're, as far as I'm concerned, they're both on equal playing field. They're both badass assassins. That's what I'm saying.
Right, I know that, but Jason Bourne also has weapons, like,
and
you know,
Nikita does too. Ballistic she weapons uses guns and you know, rockets and bombs and all that. If memory serves and all that, she has. She's more versed that
she's
as well.
More of a knife person.
Use knife. It's a jungle environment, man. It's not like it's open field. She'll take him to the jungle, which she can use that as an advantage. Hmm. Being female, she's got to think a better.
I'm sorry, Jason Bourne wins this.
Calm down, relax. You gotta represent. Okay, what weapon do I get? What do I get here? What gift does she get? So I can argue something with this.
Well, remember in the Hunger Games, they got a bunch of weapons inside the inner circle, and then
that's
show
a good
up,
point.
And they got to run towards the.
That's a good point.
Weapon.
That's true.
Yeah, so if she made it there first, she can have a pick of.
Did they have guns? I remember, somebody help me out with that.
No guns.
No, okay. It was a bow and arrow. Because that's what.
She'll go for the I guess whatever knife type weapon. Since
Katniss,
again, Mike already acknowledged that that's her specialty. So what is Jason Bourne grabbing?
Ooh, I don't know. Maybe a knife as well. Then
well,
I guess.
Dude can so, grab a hanger and make
right.
that thing a stab.
He's not. He's not MacGyver, dude. Just calm down. So knife versus knife. Okay, so they each grab the weapons. They go off. He goes off. She's going to the jungle. She's gonna use that environment to her advantage. He's not open. It's not open field. Hmm. Now they all get a gift from the sponsors,
right.
Quote unquote. They get something they can use. And what does Nikita get? And George, think about what Jason Bourne gets. We're not gonna come up with it. That's a gift that they get. So I'm Nikita. I'm down there. I got my knife. I'm in the jungle, hiding out from Jason Bourne. He doesn't know who the hell he is. Dude. He still has amnesia. He doesn't know the hell what's going on. She has all her wits about her, and she's determined.
Nikita gets some poison that she can use.
Poison. Okay. Interesting, George.
Okay.
What does Jason Bourne get?
I mean, we don't want to go into the antidote. For the poison that is given.
Come on, you know better than that. You want his antidote? That's lame. George, come on, dude. Seriously, the antidote? Oh my God.
No, I mean,
Jesus Christ.
I'm trying to think of something.
Flowers? You want some flowers? You know, you get to the bromance with Jason Bourne. You know?
He gets a bottle of water.
Say water. Tiddlywinks. You know? He gets an Xbox. You
first
know?
Aid kit.
Yeah. Well, you know what? That's not a bad idea. Like a first aid kit. Or something that you know that he can use to repair.
So
his
he
wounds.
Gets a first aid kit. Okay.
Doesn't need anything else.
I don't know, man. This is a talk with jungle environment. She's very her dexterity is. You know,
I mean, she
well documented. She's climbing trees.
He's combat.
Trained. Yeah, he already has a weapon.
She lays
he
low.
She's
on top of the trees and all that. She's more dexterous than he is.
But he's
here comes Jason Bourne trying to hunt her down. He jumps down on top of him from one of the branches with her knife. Bam. Or finds where he's stashed at his food supply, she puts poison, which I have, in his food supply, so she can wait out for days. He's gonna get hungry. He's gonna eat his poison food and die, and she won't have to even strike a blow.
Disagree.
His food's poisoned. She hides out in the jungle, and she waits it out.
Well, she's gonna poison everything that's in
there. His food supply.
The whole every animal
not
she's
that.
Gonna poison.
She follows him where his food supply is at. Put a little dash or whatever poison is in there. He's got to eat eventually. He eats and he dies and she wins just like that.
That's
a very anticlimactic battle, but
that's
hey.
That's worse than
I know.
I was given poison. What do you mean to do? I'm using
what's
given to me.
What about a GPS device? Maybe a GPS
it's too
device.
Really? We're going to Google Nikita?
Hey, man.
Pinpoint Nikita's location and Google Maps has
Google
it? Seriously? You know, Google Maps Nikita's location.
Google Maps isn't very useful anyway.
Okay, Google,
not.
Please
guys
find Nikita.
No, but I'm talking about like when.
It's too
when.
Late. You already gave him a first aid kit. That was
fine.
A gift. You can't take it back. There's no Indian giving it. You know?
What's in the first aid kit?
See what's in there.
Don't you say an antidote. Don't you dare say that. I win by default. If you say antidote, a couple of band-aids or some gauze bandages.
Yeah, typical,
or,
you know, needle maybe.
So nothing that's going to really help him against the poison.
A needle, you know, like something that he can, you know,
a needle.
Like a tourniquet, you know, something. Well, you know, like
okay.
all that kind of stuff. You know, like
so basically, okay.
I mean,
so again,
you're a medic, Mike.
So that's my argument. So she finds his poisonous food. She hides out for days. Bachem Boy's got to eat. He's got no antidote for the poison. He dies.
But she doesn't even know where Jason Bourne is, so she's going to poison
She'll follow him, dude. That's my argument. He's going to follow him to his...
So you're telling me Jason Bourne's not going to realize that he's being followed?
I don't know. I'm not...
The man has military training.
Mike's making the argument, not you. He's Jason Bourne, though. You're judging and giving a gift to the argument. Based on the argument.
I already said that he's got military training.
So does she. She's a spy.
She doesn't have military training.
Dude, she's a super spy. That's what she does. She's
raised to be an assassin. That's not military training.
And by the way, she was trained. She was not really the person
trained. Well, everybody's trained.
Jason Bourne, born Bestia.
I guess his name is Bourne. I mean, he was born an assassin. Dude. That's not what it implies.
He has military training. He has special ops training. Right,
but I'm just saying.
She don't have special
ops. I just gave you her strategy. She hides out. She's dexterous. She's up in the trees. Sees where he stashes his food's up. Poisons it, and he dies. Have special ops training. But I don't think you need it in this kind of environment, though. I'm just saying, I don't think you need it.
So you don't think that Jason Bourne would anticipate the fact that Nikita's going up to a tree? Maybe he put something up in the tree and then...
I don't know. Mike didn't make that argument.
He hasn't made an argument yet. I'm the one arguing.
So then I win. I'm just saying, you guys going to vote who made the better... Who makes the better argument, not who thinks going to win.
Stating the evidence. Mike hasn't argued.
I said that he turned her out. He's got military training. They're in the jungle. It's very obvious.
Not obvious. She beat Martin Riggs. She's the final four contestant.
But Martin Riggs is... I'm not going to make an argument about Martin Riggs. This is ridiculous.
I'm just saying, but she took on a guy of his stature.
Trained assassin, and Martin Riggs is a...
Special Forces, military. He's not he was Special Forces. He was Green Berets and all that.
Let us back remember.
That was his background in the movie.
Didn't she use her sexuality to beat him?
Yes, right. Of course.
So what, is she going to use her sexuality again?
She don't have to. She's got poison. She got dexterity, her training. She didn't have to fight. She don't have to engage him in a one-on-one battle.
All right, dude.
I'm just saying. That's my argument. So...
Voted.
Who made the better case? And take your bias out of it. I'm saying, no, take out the bias. Who made the better case?
You need to vote with your heart.
I presented a way of how she would beat
him. You have to vote with your heart.
Specifically with the gifts. You gave Jason Bourne a first aid kit.
That's not
what was he going to do? Throw band-aids at her?
Try to make a case. Please.
So they're voters. The case has been made. The case has been made. Guys, who made the better argument? That's up to you. I don't, just be honest and... Who presented a better case is why they're going to win. That's all I'm at. Be a fair judge.
That wasn't what that was all about.
Of course. Of course.
No, that was you reaching out there.
How is that reaching? I used the poison I was given. She's acting that she's some kind of scrub. She's an assassin, a deadly assassin, dude.
She gets a hold of his food somehow. Ridiculous argument.
He doesn't eat?
He doesn't protect his food source.
And he's out hunting for her? You said she's trained. By your words, he's out looking for her. So what he's out looking for, she sneaks in, puts a little bit in his food supply, and sneaks out.
How does she know where his food supply
is? She follows him.
Come on, dude.
I'm just saying. How does he find her? Because he's got military training? That doesn't mean anything.
Where does she hide? In the trees, you said?
Up high in the trees. Almost like Katniss or whatever her name is.
What if she runs into like...
Katniss.
There we go. Catnip.
What if she runs into like... hornets or something in the trees.
Possible. Jason Bourne was into that?
So you're telling me in that environment, in the Hunger Games, there's no snakes, there's no alligators, there's nothing.
But it goes both ways. Jason Bourne's got to deal with the same elements as well. She does.
Alligators.
She stays high where it's a little bit safer than on the ground.
That would have been the better places for the fight.
But that's where it is.
There could be alligators.
There could be alligators.
It's a huge environment.
True.
Okay.
So
you're telling me she's going to poison the alligator supply también, i.e. just in case Jason Bourne decides to eat alligator.
Jason Bourne. Jason Bourne doesn't like alligator, dude.
How do you know?
He doesn't even know what he likes. He's got amnesia, dude. He don't know what the hell is going on, dude.
I'm
going
to throw one more thing. What if the Hunger Games people, they change the environment or they added a special element to the environment like they do in the actual Hunger Games?
Such as?
Like a thunderstorm.
They did, I think, lava or something.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay, yeah. But again, that goes against both words of whatever. Who's better equipped to handle that? I don't know. I can't answer that, to be honest with you.
So just because he has amnesia doesn't remember that he doesn't like alligator. Maybe he does.
Maybe he forgot.
By the way, that last Hunger Games movie, oh my goodness, that was terrible.
Have you seen it?
I didn't see it.
Don't bother.
Was Jason Bourne in it? No, I didn't see it then. So, all right, guys. So who wins?
There is a Jason Bourne movie coming.
There is part five, yeah. He might not make it. He might lose his fight. I don't know, I'm just saying.
Based on the argument, it's Nikita wins.
There we go. I'm just saying.
I'm not a big fan of this victory, but.
I mean, it's a way for her to win. That's all I'm saying. George, what do you think? And that, don't be biased. We're talking about the argument. You have to argue for your person. I mean, my argument for Nikita. I fought for her, man. I was there. I'm bleeding with her, man. I'm by her side, dude.
Right. Okay, but let me just say something, and I want you to think about it, okay?
All
right. You said, okay, give Nikita a gift now. He says, I'm going to give her poison. Wow. Okay, he goes and poisons her food supply.
What
the hell?
She's in an advantageous position, of which he's not, because he got first aid kit. That was a gift that was given by your boy Jason Bourne, biggest fan there. So you can blame him for that. I'm just saying.
Oh, I'm gonna be blamed because poison the supply.
Well, you gave him my first aid kit. I don't see how that's useful.
But you know what? Jason Bourne had a knife, right?
Yeah. Both have knives.
Jason Bourne took his knife and jammed it in her eyeball. What are you gonna do now?
How's he gonna find her?
Exactly.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Okay, but they're not fighting because he's dead after he's poisoned. He dies.
Crap.
He dies. George?
Okay, so
what do you think?
You're telling me, again, we're using the same argument. She can track Jason Bourne, but Jason Bourne does not realize he's being tracked. He has military training and
what kind of military training? I think he's got special CIA
special
training.
Ops training.
Was military.
Yeah, they took him out of don't you remember the first movie they took him out of special ops?
He doesn't remember the first movie either.
He was in Navy SEAL training and they took him right out of Navy SEAL training and put him in.
But both had great training though.
So you don't think he's gonna hide underneath the water, i.e. wait
she
for her?
Navy
yeah.
SEAL training.
I can't speak to that.
Well, he can't hold his breath.
I can either confirm
he can't hold his breath for a certain amount of time and see her IE go out of the water.
But see, you're making your own argument. Mike had to make the argument.
I made an argument. I just
so based on what he said, none of this other stuff you're coming up with.
The same logic that you used, and you said, oh, she takes
I came up with a good strategy of why she will win this. All you said is he's got training.
You're not listening to me.
He's got training. Okay, that's all you have. Sort of see.
He took his knife and stabbed her in the face.
How did he find her? So they got to engage in a one-on-one battle.
When she was going for his poison.
So in a one-on-one battle, she can hold her own just as much as George. You're judging, not arguing. You're making a better case than me. You should argue for Jason Bourne.
I just made a great argument.
And maybe you
would have made the same argument you made about the stupid.
But we're already in the voting stage, so the argument is nullified. The jury shall disregard Mike's last comments because they were not presented during the court. We're in the sentencing piece of this, if you will. Okay, it's inadmissible. So having said that, George, it's up to you. Let's go, man. Time's wasting. Let's go.
It is Nikita.
There we go. Nikita.
Nikita in the finals.
Moves on. Oh. The females. I love you females out there. Just want to say that. I fought long and hard for you guys.
I did this just to try to get a date hooked.
Sounds like it.
Hey, man. You know.
If it works.
We got to look at the big picture.
Big picture. Yeah, sure.
Next fight. Okay, here we go. So fight two. We said it was going to be. Actually, did we say we're going to be at? Jose, put a new idea. Where's the location for this?
My suggestion is in a mall with zombies, such like the movie Dawn of the Dead.
Very good.
Okay. Perfect. So in the mall. All right. And I assume the zombies littered throughout.
There's zombies littered throughout. The mall is closed. You can't get in, can't get out. Okay. So
interesting. I like that. So we got Rama, of course, and Lee. George, start with you. Who wins? Just off the bat, knowing that. Right now. Nothing else. Who wins now?
I really want Bruce Lee to win. I really do.
But, are you saying he wins in that environment?
But I have a feeling that Rama, being a police officer, would have a better chance of survival than Bruce Lee.
Leave it that. Mike?
If they're both comparable martial artists, I'm going to have to pick Rama too because of his police training.
Jose?
I like the police training as well, so I'll go Rama.
Nah, but you know what? I'll fight for Bruce Lee on this.
You fight for Bruce Lee?
I'll fight for Bruce Lee on this. So apparently, since Jason Bourne went down, he couldn't hold his breath on the water.
I agree, because I like Rama for a lot of reasons too.
See,
particularly with the environment that we're in now.
And Bruce Lee can't go down like that.
I agree.
You and I will fight.
Perfect. All right. Remember the environments. Remember the movie background experiences and what Rama has gone through in the environment and all this, and they'll help out. All right, so let's do it. So, George, you're on the dog, I think, because three of us had Rama.
True.
So, go first. How and why does he win in this environment against Rama?
I mean, well, I think, first of all, Bruce Lee has invented a style called JKD. It's basically fighting without really fighting. You know, it's knowing the art of Kung Fu and, you know, martial arts. So, and he did, when people were trying to tell him to test it, he beat all the enemies in less than a minute. So he can defeat all kinds of people in less than a minute. Now, he's in a shopping mall, so he can use weapons, all kinds of weapons. So he can use a shopping cart, he can use nunchucks, he can use whatever it is in his disposal. He's a master of swords, he's a master of everything. So I'm sure he can go through a horde of zombies real fast, like, you know, Michonne in The Walking Dead. I'm sure he can go like that and go through everybody. So I would do that argument right there where he's successful.
All right, we start off with that. Lopez, what do you got for Mr. Rama?
All right, I think I got the counter argument. And what I have is that Rama has already done something like this in the very first film. He went in a building where he had, not zombies, but he had lots of men going against him with weapons, which is probably worse than zombies, which just good used point. Their hands and teeth. So he went through a bunch of people and kicked ass.
Even part two, I think.
And in part two, he did the same thing.
The prison scene and all that. Yeah.
I believe.
Awesome. Oh man, fantastic.
And then Chewy. I think Bruce Lee. I don't think he could do what you said. I think a zombie will like surprise him, or if there's a horde of zombies, I think someone would jump in there and actually get a bite out of him. So I think he won't even survive the zombies.
It's a good point, Lopez.
I mean, you do forget in Enter the Dragon. You know, he did go in through the building to get to the eventual master. You know, he had to fight through the four or five people. You know, had to penetrate the, you know, the...
I just don't know.
I'm not sure.
There was a tournament mode in there.
If you want to compare the amount of people, right, Rama went through a lot more people.
Right now, I know he went through a lot more people, but I'm
zombies.
But I mean, sorry. I'm saying, you know, everybody...
Right. I agree.
I mean, I know Bruce Lee did live to the age of 33, but he's one of the most influential people, and Rama actually learned some of the style that Bruce Lee mastered. Well, hold
on, but let me focus on Bruce Lee's character, not Bruce Lee there, individual.
Okay, fine. The character.
I'm just saying, because he accomplished. That, you know, right, Bruce is badass. We all know that, of course. No doubt.
The character.
In real life, he does win. But yeah, this is not what we're talking about.
The character here that he portrayed in this movie, you know, he did have to go through the whole tournament to defeat the master. And remember, he was in that room with the mirrors, and then that there were multiple people all around him, and then he had to go search for that real one person. I mean, they can use deception, which I don't even know if the zombies are capable of using deception. So he would go through everybody.
But he's also movie Dawn of the Dead. There's a lot of zombies. We're talking about him. I'm going to bring us Rama too, who's no slouch.
All I'm saying is that if he does, first of all, you can't. The only way you could get rid of a zombie is by getting rid of separating their head from their shoulders.
Fine. Okay? So let's say they both do that. Let's say they both, you know, Rama takes care of his half of the zombies and Bruce Lee takes care of his half of the zombies.
Now, how awesome a movie that would be with those two guys in a zombie. Oh my God, the greatest movie ever. Just on a side note, that'd be fucking awesome.
It's definitely better than Abraham Lincoln.
Oh my God, that movie would be phenomenal. But either way, not to get sidetracked. Go ahead, sorry about that. But what a great idea for him. Oh my God, it's genius.
So obviously, after Bruce Lee takes care of all the zombies, you know, from his side of the zombies.
That, by the way, is reason alone that marijuana should never be legalized. Never.
I disagree. I digress.
He is a master of disguise. Yeah, he's a master of disguise. So I think that he would maybe disguise himself as a zombie or something and then surprise him and kill him, you know, before he even realized it. You know, like Rama would kill, you know, he would die.
Lopez, at the hands. Give you a last chance to counter. Before me and Mike made the ruling here?
Okay. I just think Rama can go through a horde of zombies with his skills like he did, and then, you know, meet up with Bruce Lee and with a handgun can kill Bruce Lee in one shot.
Right.
That's a good point. You know what? Rama wins. Mike, you agree?
I agree.
Okay. Yeah, I agree. That's a good point.
It's close, though.
He does. He's weapons trained.
Yeah, so
there's a gun store in the mall, I assume. He jumps in there. Bruce Lee never uses guns.
No, he always uses nunchucks, whatever. But he would be able to deter with the gun or whatever.
All right,
you have to think about the argument that you have to kill a zombie, you have to separate his head from his shoulder and blow his head off.
Correct.
Can't do that without a gun.
You can do it with a sword. Yeah. You can do it with a knife.
A sword is
good. It's very tiring, though. There's a lot of zombies, you know what I'm saying? I'm sure they can, you know, it's a Namor or something, but either way.
So what about if Bruce Lee became a zombie? And then the zombie actually bit Rama.
Zombie Bruce Lee.
Dude, he shoot him in the head before he gets a chance to bite him, dude.
A ridiculous
thing. It was a nice try. But I would say that would make a phenomenal movie. Rama, that's Bruce Lee.
That's not as dumb as poisoning the food supply.
Hey, man, I used what I was given, right? What can I tell you? So the final stage is set. We're going to end the show. We're going to do the find of the face-off. Nikita versus Rama. George, you've been charged with the environment. So come up with something, get creative. Let us know towards the end of the show. We'll go back to it and finally crown our badass champion. So we'll take a break from that for a minute. We're going to do a new segment here, which has something different. Call it Love, Hate, or Who Gives a Shit.
Right.
Got a bunch of topics, movie news mainly. That's a lot of things that come out in the last couple of weeks, the last time we did the show. So the things that we all love, we'll talk about, even hate, who gives a shit, we'll move on. First thing, Star Wars related, so this mic's going to make you happy. Okay. So two things. Well, let's start with the easy ones. I think we're all going to say love on this one. Love, hate, or who gives a shit, the Rogue One trailer?
Loved.
Loved, George, yeah?
Loved.
Okay. Mike, you're you both are probably the biggest Star Wars fans. What'd you like about that, man?
Well, first of all, I'm a Forrest Whitaker mark, so whenever I see him anywhere, I'm all in. I think he's a fantastic actor. I think he's one of the best actors in Hollywood. He isn't in enough good movies. I think he's, I don't know why, but since he did Ghost Dog, which is a great Jim Jarmusch movie that he did.
On the way to Flake, yeah.
I think it's a fantastic movie. He really hasn't done anything good. And I know he was in that horrible Travolta.
Battlefield Earth. Huh? Name you. Yeah.
But you know, that wasn't his fault. He was doing a job and, you know, whatever.
He really can't.
Being a great actor doesn't rescue movies as all the last 10 Robert De Niro movies have shown you. I think this is going to be a great movie. I think I've heard that Darth Vader's going to be in this movie.
Yes.
I've heard that.
Yeah.
I've heard there's going to be some other appearances, and I'm pretty excited about it. I think it's and since I'm bringing up the Star Wars Rebels, I had mentioned the Star Wars Rebels show that I've been watching. I saw the finale this week, and it got me pumped up for more Darth Vader.
He has a substantial part in it.
Yeah, and actually,
Darth Vader, and they were saying that they were going to bring James Earl Jones to do it.
Well, of course, they did cast. Well, the rumors are
Stan gets in all the wrong places.
Anakin, you're breaking my heart. The worst movie ever. Yeah. George, obviously, Jose, what stood out for you from that? The one thing that stood out for you from that trailer?
Oh, the AT-ATs in the desert. That was amazing.
Yeah, the money shot.
Yeah, yes. That was awesome.
That was a great. That was a money shot. That was
incredible. Awesome.
Super excited.
And going into it, I wasn't excited for the movie before the trailer. I was like, I'm Star Wars. I'm going to watch it, of course. But I wasn't like uber excited. Now I'm excited. That trailer was really, really great tone. Great tone to the trailer.
You're going to have this going on one year. The next year, you're going to have Episode 8. The year after that, the next Rogue One type movie.
Nerdgasm all over the place. A year.
Actually, that's a Han Solo movie, I think, is the next one.
Which, love, hate, or who gives a shit? They cast, the rumor is they finally got their Han Solo actor to play Han Solo anyway. Unknown, Alden Ehrenreich, if I'm saying that right. Okay. He's not well known. He was recently in Hail Caesar, which I heard he was really, really good at. The movie wasn't good, but he was good in it.
It's out there in Spizzies. I got to take a look at it.
Yeah, George, if you can find out what other movie he's done. But he's relatively unknown, which I don't know. I mean, do you guys love, hate, or who gives a shit about that?
I don't care.
You don't give a shit?
No, I think it's going to be good regardless.
Right, but as far as the actor, just that piece of it.
You know, whether you like the first three prequels or you hate them, you can't deny that they further the mythology and they did a good job of telling the story. Were they great movies? No, they're not great movies. Were the characters in there blatant attempts to market characters? Absolutely. That's a George Lucas benchmark. But they did further the story. They did tell the story. Qui-Gon Jinn, I love the character. I think that Liam Neeson was fantastic in that. Maul, by the way, is in the Star Wars Rebels finale there too, which is another really cool thing. And I think that Darth Maul character is the best thing that came out of the trilogy, honestly.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
So, we got some... Also, the robots. The Trade Federation's attack robots. I love the humor, kind of the Roger thing. I always just...
You're on your own with that one.
It's okay. I think they're great. I think it's funny. I think I enjoyed it. No. And you know, they came out with some cool stuff. It just didn't work in the big picture, it didn't work, but...
They were bad.
Bad. They're watchable. I still watch. Sorry. They're not watchable to you? The Jake Lloyd stuff is.
If I get really drunk, perhaps
it's a good one. Jake Lloyd and the Jar Jar Binks stuff is negligible. I'll give you that.
Part one's terrible. Part two is bad. Part three, I enjoy. But it's not a great movie.
Better than part three, honestly.
Oh, Jesus Christ. One fight doesn't make the movie.
What about Geonosis, man?
Dude, that whole love story was terrible. It was so bad.
But that's
the whole crux of the movie,
I blanked that out of my mind.
But either way, so Han Solo, George, do you give a shit? I don't, to be honest with you. I don't care.
I need to see the performance, especially after I'm looking at his repertoire.
He's very unknown. His only big role
was that one. Yeah. You know, the Hail Caesar. So, and the deal, he was in other independent movies.
Yeah, I'm nothing with him. So honestly, I don't care. It's too far away. I don't care.
Yeah, and I can't really judge it without seeing it, so I don't really give it. Right now, I would have to see it, so I don't really.
Lopez, do you give a shit?
No, it's too early to give a
crap. That's what I figured. Let's move on then. Speaking of trailers, Suicide Squad. Love it, hate it. Who gives a shit?
Love the third trailer. I loved it. Yeah.
George.
I also like that they're bringing out music. They're like syncing it with the music, which I think there's something there, which tells me they're trying to speak to people.
Yeah, and they're trying to go campy, and I like that. The fact that they're responding to the campy.
It's not like Batman the movie campy.
It's going into Galaxy.
Well, but that's what they're trying to do. Like they're trying to, you know, like they're listening to the critics. You know, like they're trying to spice it up a little.
I don't think listen to critics. I just think it's just a different director. And different
I think they're putting something together. I loved the trailer.
I loved it. Lopez, you like it?
Yeah, I like it a lot. If it's anything like Guardians of the Galaxy,
it'll be amazing. It'll look great. It's funny.
Look, I don't want to compare it to Guardians of the Galaxy. I think it's going to be its own.
I'm saying it has that same vibe, that tone. That's all I'm saying. Right. I'm saying it's going to be that.
But I do like the music, and I thought that it was. I love that they synced it up a little bit.
I'm looking forward to that. I think it's going
to
be.
Curious to see how Batman is going to. You know, he has history.
Batman's in it. They gave us enough. The Joker gave us some Batman. He's excited.
He has history with
By the way. I like the new Joker. I love the look. I think it's going to be very interesting, and I think that it's going to be great. I just have that feeling.
Okay. Doctor Strange. Love it, hate it, who cares?
That's more of a who cares.
Who cares?
For me.
Who cares for me too?
Not because I don't think Benedict Cumberbatch is going to be great. I like him as an actor. I'm a huge Sherlock mark. I'm looking forward to seeing him in this movie, but they didn't show me enough to make me care.
Well, that was the thing about the trailer. Like they showed you some stuff, and I was curious about it. Like I actually did care. Like I was curious about what because it's an intricate character. You know that character is, alternate realities, different realities, whatever, like different things. So I was kind of curious to see how they do it. You know, like if it's Inception,
it's not going to be like Inception.
Like right now, who cares? I didn't hate it. I didn't love it.
They're going to gear this toward their audience, which means they're going to dumb down a lot of the material.
Isn't Mephisto isn't he like the main villain or whatever? So, I mean, you know.
Is he? I thought it was Baron Mordo.
That's what I thought. But again, Marvin and villains... They don't go together that well, to be honest with you. We touched on that in Civil War.
We'll find out that Baron Mordo had a horrible childhood, and that's why he's like that.
Well, I mean,
You're laughing, but you know what I'm talking about. Because nobody is truly evil in the Marvel Universe.
Exactly. So,
Mandarin.
Who cares? For me, it was who cares. I don't give a shit right now.
No, I hate.
I'm going to watch it because
I hated the Mandarin.
It was terrible. That was a really bad movie. Here we go. The Rock and Hart. Do another movie together, a Jumanji remake. I freaking hate this. I kid you not.
The what?
I have not even heard of this.
Kevin Hart. There we go.
What?
Yeah.
Hate it.
Oh, I'm not watching it.
No way.
Hate it.
I like The Rock too.
I love The Rock, but God.
Not in Jumanji. Who's the one that's gonna be inside the jungle like stuck? Is it Kevin Hart?
It doesn't look good. I haven't seen. But oh God, next. Okay, you hate it. Good. I'm glad we're all there. It's another one which James Cameron announced four Avatar sequels. Love, hate, who gives a shit?
I don't care.
I don't care.
I didn't like the movies. Yeah.
I like Avatar, but I don't care about this.
I heard that they were going to film them all at the same time.
I just think
the last one comes out in 2023.
It's like 18, 20, 22, and 23.
I'll go see.
By the time the second one comes out, the general public is going to be at the who gives a crap.
Unless it's great, don't get me wrong. I mean,
if it is great, that's something. But I didn't think the first one was like that.
First one was good.
that's the main thing that says to me, I want to watch it again.
But think about
I saw it in the theater, never watched it again.
But think about how many movies are going to be there by the time that the one comes out in 2023. You know, like, you're going to have all kinds of superhero movies all over the place.
You better hope
Infinity
that first
War,
one's great, because that first one sucks. In trouble.
Yeah.
It's James Cameron. I mean, I love James Cameron. I mean, this, his track records.
Yeah. Speaks himself. Yeah, I mean,
even Avatar, man, I like that. I know it's not the greatest thing ever, but I mean, a gazillion freaking dollars.
Saying, I don't get it. I don't. You know? I don't get why we're doing four here. It's not.
That's a lot.
To me, even though it did, it killed the box office internationally.
Sure.
I don't get. I just don't get that. There's, first of all, the marketing for it really wasn't successful. People didn't go out and buy Avatar shit. Okay, I'm sorry, they just didn't. Well, and I don't get where they're going to get, where he's going to get greenlit for four.
Oh, it's greenlit already.
And Avatar was number one movie. Wasn't that the most popular movie?
Right, yeah, but it doesn't. But it didn't equate to marketing.
Right.
It's just it was a visually great movie. Again, the thing is now, he can't rely on that because we've seen it all now. And it's like, it's James Cameron. But right now, I don't hate it, but I don't love it. I like James Cameron.
I just love James Cameron. I just don't know that, I don't know.
That's going to be interesting. But four, that's a bit much. I know we talked about this, but I just want to throw this out there. If you love Halo, don't give a shit. There was the original cut for Batman v Superman. They're coming out and talking about this. Was originally, even beyond that, was a 4-hour long flick.
Whoa. What? Four hours?
That's what they're talking about.
I will watch it. I will watch it.
I hate that.
I hate
it. Two and a half hours too long for me.
All
in, baby.
Really?
You love it?
I hate it.
Mike wants another hour and a half.
Listen, if I'm at home to watch it, I'm good.
The thing is, it's so desperate. Like, they know the movie. Then all of a sudden, oh, we didn't have the 3-hour cut. Now it's a 4-hour movie. And they're tossing the deleted scenes. They're making excuses why the movie didn't do well.
Wow.
Dude, you make the movie and you put the product out how it was. I don't want to hear this crap. I hate this. 4 hours, really? And I was saying that's why the movie's not good because it was good.
The movie is not good.
It wasn't what it was because it was too short. They just didn't put it together well.
The movie is not good. It's a good movie. I don't care what anybody says.
I'm fine with it. I can deal with that. But
I will defend that movie.
But now they're panicking. And this is kind of funny. Zootopia outgrossed this movie.
That's amazing.
Think about that.
Yeah, but Zootopia is a very good movie.
I'm not saying that. But you told me at the beginning who's going to make more money, Batman v Superman or Zootopia? Really? Come on.
All right.
I mean, come on. It's
not over yet.
It resonated with the audiences.
It's
and all
international.
That's full internet. I mean, talking about it, that's full fledged out.
We'll see.
So, but it's interesting. See. Last thing, Skull Island, MTV Award, MTV Movie Awards. They released some footage about Skull Island. I hated it until I learned some of this cast: Tom Hiddleston, Samuel Jackson, John Goodman, Brie Larson. It's a pretty good freaking cast. Now I'm interested. It takes place during the Vietnam War era time frame. It's not like a reboot. Just then they go to the island. It looked again. Some of the pictures
looked interesting. John Goodman
he was really good. Yeah, I thought he was really good. He was the best part of that movie.
I just think he looks silly skinny. I'm sorry. I just don't think he looks right.
He was fat.
No, he's not fat, dude.
John Goodman?
Haven't you seen him?
In Cloverfield?
Yeah.
He's chubby.
No, yeah. Is he chunky?
Yeah, he's chunky. Yeah.
I haven't seen
him. No, he's chunky. He's not skinny at all. He's like almost old school, what you know of Roseanne John Goodman. Yeah.
Okay.
No, he's back to that. He's back to that. But he was the best part.
I saw a picture of him skinny.
It could have been afterwards.
Tony Hill to me looked terrible when he was.
No, John Goodman is back to John Goodman, whatever.
Okay, that's fine.
And not as fat, but he's back. No, they suspect John Goodman, but he is.
I want him to be healthy. You know, I'm not.
Well, because they were doing that. Now they're doing off Skull Island. Which I think is kind of cool. They're going to tie it in. They're going to do a Godzilla versus King Kong.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
I don't know how I feel about that, but that's kind of cool. I don't know. The little kid is like super excited about that. But again, it begs, like, okay, so is King Kong like going to be super huge? Because I know Godzilla technically is way bigger than King Kong.
So is this going to be the Godzilla that was in that last Godzilla movie?
I'm not sure of. They haven't said that. They already greenlit that idea. Movie's coming out. They're going
to
do Skull Island first.
I have to tell you, their promotion that they did for that movie, I felt was really good.
That was a letdown.
I was excited about that movie. When they showed the Rodan looking thing come flying by, I marked out. I thought it was fantastic. I grew up on that, stuff. And
right.
To me, I was really pumped up about it. And it was a bummer when I saw the movie and how absolutely horrible it was.
Yeah, big letdown.
It was embarrassingly bad.
I was excited
about that movie. I didn't go to the theater to watch it.
I was excited.
There was no way I was going to go by myself, you know. Because my wife would be like, no way, man.
She would have been right in this case.
No, and she's right in 99%.
She's probably right. Yeah, she's probably right all the time. Let's be realistic.
But I'm again, just like saying, the ladies know he's right. You know, I have to feed my inner self.
Ladies so are always right.
I waited for it to come out in the on video, and I watched it then, and it was really, really bad. No other way to put it.
Did you like The Last King Kong? You liked it, right?
The Last King Kong?
Yeah. With Peter Jackson? No.
With Jack Black?
I did not like it.
It was good. I mean, they had good scenes. Good. The dinosaur fighting scene.
Yeah. That was a badass scene. Cool. Yeah, that was a really great scene, though, with the T-Rex and the King Kong.
I didn't like it. I didn't like any of it. I just thought that it was, I don't know. Peter
loves it.
I have to be prepared to talk about it.
No, I got you. No, it's fine. I'm not really ready
to talk about it. I probably need to look at it
because we just called Adam coming out. You know, I hope it's a different take on that. You know, because interesting, but it's got I'm not really a
Jack Black guy, so that's another.
That's what I'm saying. That's why when I saw this cast, I'm like, dude, John Goodman. I love John Goodman. Tom Hiddleston's great. Brie Larson, Oscar winner. That's a lot of gravitas.
Whenever I see Jack Black, I think of all these horrible, terrible movies that he's been in. He's been in more awful movies than he's been in good movies.
Agreed. And
that's true.
But when he's good, he's on.
When's the last good movie he's been in?
Jack Black?
Well, Kung Fu Panda.
True. Yeah, but he's not in that.
No, but it's all him. It's his voice. And trust me, watch his movies. It's Jack Black. But whatever. I mean, he's in it.
He probably picked that School of Rock.
School of Rock was his best movie. Yeah. Easily. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like that one.
Nacho Libre, though.
I like Nacho Libre.
Yeah, Nacho Libre, yeah.
Okay, but again, that was the Napoleon Dynamite guy who directed that movie.
No, but it's just,
and I love Napoleon Dynamite. I'm a huge Napoleon Dynamite fan. You got to understand, my childhood was a combination of Napoleon Dynamite.
I don't even know what your childhood was, Mike. I couldn't imagine what it was. Just kidding, man.
No, I grew up in like a really small town. No, it was a combination of Napoleon Dynamite and like... Leave It to Beaver, basically. My parents were very old school,
right.
and that's a good thing. I've never taken a shot at my parents. I think they did a wonderful job raising four boys, and it was when I saw Napoleon Dynamite, it was very interesting to me because I felt like it was like the first time that like my story had been told. It wasn't It's not. There's nobody. He doesn't win the world. He doesn't. You know, whatever. But it's that kind of. He had the same kind of sensibilities about his life, I think, that I had when I was at it.
That's fair.
I thought it was a pretty touching movie. I thought it was in a great movie. It wasn't, it wasn't
Pee Wee's Big Adventure. It wasn't the Citizen Kane of comedies.
I'll give you that. No, dude.
Yeah, of course not. But
it was interesting.
I didn't get it. That's just me, though. But again, a lot of people do like that movie, though. It's pretty popular.
I'm not the person I was when I lived in Traverse City, Michigan. But I'm going to say that, that was my the small town freaking life was my life. I mean, that's what it was. I mean, I thought it was a very good movie and a very good reflection of that. People that don't get that movie, they haven't lived that life, haven't. The biggest thing that went on is the high school football game last Friday night. Here, nobody gives a flying crap about high school football. There's people that do, but I mean, it's not the focal point for your week.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an interesting take on that life. So I it was a very good movie.
That's fair.
It was fun.
That's fair. Yeah, it's better than Bambi Superman. So let's move on to, before we get to the final round, a little TV talk here. Mike, you want to jump in? You've been watching a couple of things. So tell us what you've been going on.
Well, I saw the finale for Star Wars Rebels, as I mentioned earlier. I thought it was really fantastic. I recommend everybody go out and watch it.
Really good show.
I think it's a great show. I think Star Wars Rebels is right up there with Clone Wars, which I felt was a really good show. Really,
I think it's better. Spot on show. In my opinion, I think it's the better.
I think it might be a little better because there's not, they're not corralled with the characters, okay? Because, Anakin Skywalker can only be one thing.
Yeah.
Ahsoka Tano can only be one thing. They did create characters in that universe. I'll use the word universe. That really aren't in any other, but they created lore for Mandalorians. They created lore for, different races of people that you really didn't, other than reading them in a book, you really didn't know anything about. This show is really good. I think that they've done a great. They've created another robot that people give a crap about. They've created some alien races that people give a crap about. like Twilight, you know, like a, well, Twilight's have always been around, but really they created a character that, that has like Hera, who has a great, who has a background and a great story to tell. And she's a Twi'lek. They brought in a Jedi that, you know, supposedly all the Jedis were wiped out, in during the Clone Wars. And you have a guy that has Jedi training who was basically let, his master was killed right in front of him. And he's, ran away.
A familiar tale.
Right. And, you know, was a very, and that is a familiar tale.
Yeah.
But there's, and then he's actually mentoring another Jedi. So this last episode, though, was so good. I mean, I was, it's an hour long, which is, you, Star Wars Rebels usually 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. They do away with all the, they do away with all the Inquisitors. Darth Maul makes an appearance. Actually, Maul makes an appearance because he doesn't want to be called Darth Maul because he isn't a, and he makes a getaway. So you don't know where he's going to show up in the next season, which is kind of interesting. He got into it and actually was beaten by a blinded, my brain just fell out of my head. The older Jedi who I can't believe I just lost his name out of my brain.
Nice going, Mike.
Dooku?
No, the character, the Jedi in Star Wars Rebels.
Oh, okay.
I'm not trying to think of his name now.
I can't remember either. Just, I don't think his name is Ezra, but I forgot the...
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
But no, we get
it. Anyway, he was blinded in the end on like a helmet, and he ended up beating Maul. I mean, he pushed Maul off a cliff, but then Maul stole Darth Vader's TIE fighter and hauled ass. So it was a great... I recommend anybody there. It was at a Sith temple. So Ezra got his hands on a Sith holocron, which is interesting. And there's a bunch of...
Yeah, any Star Wars fan should be watching this at some point.
And you should. Yeah. You really should because the story is great. Yeah. And
it's well done.
You know, it's not just a kid's story, which is weird because it's on Disney XD, which I you know, because they took all those Marvel cartoons and ruined them, in my opinion. The Avengers show is awful. The Guardians of the Galaxy show is even worse. And that Spider-Man show, oh my goodness, that Spider-Man show is a piece of garbage.
I haven't even seen it.
It's don't bother. No. It's awful. Anyway.
And what else besides Rebels? You say Gotham, you mentioned before, right?
Gotham, I'm watching right now. Gotham is huge. I like it a lot. It's a very good show. Again, it started out slow. Hang on, and it'll be totally worth your while. You'll invest in the characters. Oswald Cobblepot.
I heard the second season is better.
Paul Rubens plays his father, just like he did in the original Batman Returns, if you remember. He played Oswald Cobblepot's father. Carol Kane is in it. Carol Kane is a fantastic actress. I use the word fantastic a lot. Sorry, guys. Anyway,
it's a fantastic
I'm trying to
word.
Stay away from it. It is a fantastic word.
Lopez, are you watching that one? Gotham? I haven't seen Gotham.
No, I'm not. I'm not.
I haven't seen any of them. George, have you seen it?
Gotham?
Yeah. Hey, it's just you, Mike.
Kanan, by the way, is the name. Thank you so much.
They told me that. I don't know. The research team at work. They just told me that first season wasn't good at all. I haven't seen it, so I'm not.
I think it's really good. It's on Netflix. It's worth a watch. If you don't have anything else to watch, if you're just watching Donald Trump speeches on CNN, because CNN is all Donald Trump all the time.
Well, there's plenty of stuff to watch. That's the problem. Right. There's so much better stuff to watch, I think, than Gotham, to be honest with you.
I don't think there's a lot. Gotham's a pretty good show, man. I really want to.
You're one of the few that actually said that, like, I see that.
I really like it.
Endorsed it, I guess.
I think that the guy that Sean Pertwee, who was actually a Doctor Who, I forgot what number he was, but he was a Doctor Who. He's doing a wonderful job as the Alfred. I think he's a hard nosed Alfred, which is an Alfred that we haven't seen before. That's an interesting take on it, like the Batman Year One characterization, mm-hmm. if you read the comic books, which a loser like I do does. And
we still love you, Mike.
Somebody has to. You guys are my wife. That's it. Anyway.
That's all you need, man.
No, but, and your kids. It's not to sell anybody on it, but it's a great show. It's a lot of fun. By the end of the first season, I was all in. And then I started watching the second season. I petered off a little bit after the break. And didn't pick it up right away when it came back because I had a billion other things to watch. I just binged it this weekend. It was great. I thought it was it's really good right now. And without spoiling it, it's a lot of Oswald Cobblepot, a lot of Jim Gordon, a lot of the characters that we like.
Yeah, what I had heard from it was, you know, that the first season was a little slow. you know, just because they focused on, you know, the backstory.
I think they were too throttled up on Bruce Wayne in the first season.
Right, and then a lot of the critique behind it was that. And then when the second season got picked up,
but the cat that plays a Riddler in that, I don't know his name, very good actor, and the guy that Robin Lord Taylor who plays Oswald Cobblepot, both excellent actors doing a great job with both of their characters.
And that's what I was going to tell you that they focused more on the villains, like on the rise of all the villains, like the Joker.
And no Joker yet.
But they introduced
they keep teasing a Joker character, but they always end up dying. So it's kind of an ongoing joke. So they
introduced a little bit about the villains a little bit. It was called Rise of the Villains, I believe, right?
Yes, that's the new season.
So then that's why they said it was something. So they try to give you a little bit deeper into the world, you know, instead of like they went season one, they went the character, like a Bruce Wayne, Batman, whatever. And then they went into the second one, like the whole world. So I guess like if you put both of them together, now you get an idea of what's going on. So,
are you watching anything new?
I mean, I saw the Jungle Book. You know,
TV wise, no.
Yeah. I mean, no, I'm still, you know, like I said, I saw Better Call Saul. I'm still watching that. It's a weekly thing.
Yeah, and it's season finale.
Have you been watching politics at all?
No.
No.
I still can't take my eyes off.
I mean, it's funny, like a flaming train wreck.
It's
funny you mentioned that because on Thursday was the Democratic debate or whatever, and I was watching the Panthers, you know, so like the playoff team. So there's other stuff to watch.
I don't even care.
I was watching hockey, and then, you know, Kobe Bryant's last game was, you know.
True.
You know, so.
No, there was a bunch of, we were at the movie, so I didn't see it either. I saw some scenes from it. It's very interesting TV.
The only reason I saw the game is
now you're going to see everybody's going to see that really the will of the people have nothing to do with what's going to happen here in this country, and that's an unfortunate thing. And I'm not advocating for any political whomever, but on both sides of the aisle, the same crap's going to happen. You'll see. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, it's so over it. Lopez, you watch anything?
I'm a huge Walking Dead fan, so
we gotta have a Walking Dead special. I'll bring my buddy Dennis Baratheon in. I've teased that before.
Or bring my gun and shoot myself.
Reason because
you made me sit through a romantic comedy show. That's way better than Walking Dead.
That's all I get. Just throwing it out there right now.
The reason because
did you like the Fanatics? I heard it was a lot of crap about it. What do you think about that? I heard
the finale.
Yeah, I heard it was a lot controversial. Whatever, it didn't sit well.
It is what it is.
You can spoil on this, okay?
I mean, there's nothing to spoil because we don't know what happened.
It was ended on a cliffhanger.
Did you like it though?
It left you hanging.
Was it good?
It was.
I mean, I heard a lot, but I didn't watch it. So.
I didn't think it was that good.
It was pretty intense.
Like I said, I want to have a special on it. We'll bring in Lopez too, and we'll talk about it. Yeah, it'll be great.
I'm a huge comic book fan of The Walking Dead as well.
I heard that's good.
It's amazing, and where it is now, it's fantastic. So it pretty much follows the comic book a lot.
Right.
You know. So.
Not a lot.
Who do you think is dead? I know that he didn't show, but what's the guy who did the comedian from Watchmen? I forgot his name. Was Negan, right?
Negan is the bad guy, right?
The new bad guy. I heard that he kills him, but they don't show who he killed or whatever. That's the whole thing
they
about
didn't
it.
Tell
but,
you
but, yeah, but they didn't tell who you think is going down?
It's Glenn.
It's gotta be Glenn.
Really?
They've already teased the Glenn death already, and Glenn is already dead in the comic book, so it's Glenn.
And there's like an episode leading up to this one where they raid the bad guys, and there's a moment where Glenn, he seems like lost or like he's looking at pictures, and that scene to me felt like okay, it's imminent doom for him. So
pretty ballsy to do that though.
Yeah, I think so.
I think it's gonna be Rick,
and it's not gonna be Carl.
It's not gonna be Rick or Daryl. Those guys are like, you know.
Well, they're protective enough on him, but Daryl really isn't in the comic book, so there's that.
That's true.
Yeah, but he's super popular, that's why they don't want to give it to him.
He brings the money, and
let's be realistic.
I hate it. Yeah. I don't like the fact that they're doing things based on what the people want, because you know what?
Yeah.
The people don't write. The people don't create. And you know what?
This show's bad writing from the beginning. But so it's not about that. The show's about making money at the end of the day. Let's be realistic. So
I agree.
If he goes down, they can't afford to lose an audience. They'll keep him there if they have to. Because then the writing's bad.
That's the female audience, by the way, that loves that character.
Right.
I'm advocating for the female contingent out there.
There's no dudes that walk around going, "I'm the biggest Daryl fan."
No.
It's just not happening.
No, of course not. Of course not. I advocate for the ladies.
I like Daryl's brother. I thought Daryl's brother was a great character.
I love Merle. Awesome. Yeah, he was awesome. Yeah, they killed him off.
He came back. Yeah,
I heard. Yeah, I think I was still watching when he came back. I think. I mean, I'm still on the show.
Yeah, because he worked for the governor.
He worked for the
governor. Yeah, I think. Yeah, he's awesome. I love that guy. I love that actor. He's great.
He's a great character actor. He's also in, by the way, Guardians of the Galaxy.
Right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, he's awesome. Okay. Well, whatever. I guess I'm Walking Dead, so whatever.
Well, because the Walking Dead killed him, he was able to do that.
Yeah.
You know,
he would have done it anyway. It's
like, but because the character had killed him, then.
Oh, so either way, so let's finish up here. It's time to crown the champion, badass champion, George. You got the stage, man. Where are Nikita and Rama throwing down here?
I mean, I was battling with a few places. I looked at to see.
I like the word battling, you know.
I was battling with some of the places. Good job.
You have to a good start. Don't mess it up. Go ahead.
And I was battling whether it would be Camp Crystal Lake or I even thought about the Freddy Krueger man. Where he's at
in Dreamland.
In Dreamland.
There was some good choices there. I like that. However,
I even thought about some of the like a rich house, you know, like a mansion or something that they can, you know, like
Stately Wayne Manor.
Yeah, the better Wayne Manor guy.
Come on, Stately Wayne Manor is great.
The Fuller House. That's what I said. Yeah, Bob Saget in the background.
Or the X Men, you know, the X Men mansion, you know, the X Men school, whatever, you know. Xavier's
okay,
school.
So you choose. It's just this is
the situation room.
This is your show, man. We're just swirls in your world, Hilder. What do you got?
We'll go with Camp Crystal Lake.
Camp Crystal Lake.
That's a good one.
Okay, that's interesting. And now, is Jason roaming around, I assume?
Sure.
Okay. Camp Crystal Lake. All right, interesting. Which part? No, I'm just kidding. so you got Nikita and Rama, Camp Crystal Lake. Jason's on the loose, right? Apparently. Any teenagers running around having sex out there getting killed? No. Sex stars, teenagers. He has an actual can. All right, so Mike, start with you. Given that their environment, Nikita or Rama?
Well, since I picked Nikita to lose the last one, I'm picking Nikita to lose this one too.
He's going
to
Rama.
First of all, Rama's got all the same kind of training, all the martial arts crap, and he's good.
I like Rama too, but again, Lopez.
I like Rama going into this one, so Rama for me.
George?
Why?
Rama. No, what's the five? Do I have to, again, champion for my female contingent out there?
And Rama defeated Lee, so what makes you think? I think
you just have to give it to Rama.
And Jason Bourne, apparently, you know, like Nikita defeated Jason Bourne, so.
Does Jason, would he go after Rama instead of Nikita because of the whole female male thing, out of curiosity? I don't know the answer, I'm just asking. Like, would he go kill Rama first?
No, because it
doesn't matter. I know Jason kills everybody. I'm just throwing it out there.
Who's younger? Because he likes going against teenagers.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, Hannah is younger. Therefore,
Nikita.
I know Nikita. Nikita is younger. So that would be a victim for Jason.
I think this is how it goes. I think Nikita uses her feminine wiles again. Hold on, you gotta hear me out. Rama wins in this scenario. He wins in a little cabin. They're in the bed. They're about to go at it. And what happens every time you have sex? Jason gets you, right? Jason comes from behind, spears him. But of course, since Nikita's on top, she actually dies first. Hence, Rama wins the fight.
Oh my gosh.
That's the way I'm looking at it.
You know what? Let's just
give it to him. He's hiding underneath the bed. He did from the bottom up.
That's not Jason's style. You know, he doesn't highlight that. He comes out. So I'm just saying, that was my version of that. That sounds like I think Rama wins. Of course, Rama wins. I'm just throw something out there. Give Nikita some love. Poor thing. I'm just saying.
So I guess he's the ultimate badass character.
So Rama is the ultimate badass.
Yes.
I think that's... I'm okay with that. Mike, are you okay with that?
I'm fine with it.
After weeks of fighting,
he was one of my favorites going into it. I don't have a problem with that. I think that's fine.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, so Rama, badass. We'll put that up. We'll put that on Facebook. Nice little picture of him. We'll put a scene from the Raid 2, which Chewie won't watch. put a scene of it, you know, okay. The kitchen scene. So you can find that on YouTube.
All right. Badass
scene. So congrats, Rahman. We love you, man. We love the Raid and Raid 2. I can't wait for the Raid 3. Hopefully that's
we'll see.
A couple years, I think, from what I hear. So that's all the time we got today. Thank you guys again for participating in all that. Lopez, thank you again for coming out here, buddy. We'll hope to have you soon. We were going to do another top 10 coming up, non-rom-com, to appease Mike. Mike Maxi commits to us. He Maxi joined Akita and can't Crystal Lake if this happens. anything you want to say? Any shout-outs before we let you go?
Well, say hi to my lovely family.
Yeah, smart Anna, man.
And my kids, Alejandro, Sarah, I love you. And Hershey, of course, my little dog, my chihuahua.
You think your dog's listening?
Just asking. The dog is barking as you speak. George, plug us for his Rex. Do what you got to do.
It's just thanks again to Kevin McLeod for letting us use his theme. Also, for everybody who's been tuning in to us, you know, we're at 1,100 downloads, over 1,100 downloads on our episodes. So, we appreciate you.
Real quick, I forgot about the poll we had on The Matrix.
Oh yeah.
What did I didn't get to see the results of that.
Oh, the results?
You need to look at that.
Yeah, you did convince a few people that Morpheus was the villain.
Oh, of course. I'm just saying. Just kind of curious what the poll had said. But okay, well, anyway, keep talking. Yeah. Away. I'm sorry. Just pop them ahead.
Yeah. No. Just thank you for listening. But all it does is also leave a review. You know, as you're listening to us, if you like us or, have suggestions, leave us a review. Let us know what you think about the show, whether you like us, whether you don't like us, if you have a suggestion, something we could do, so anything, just give it up to us and, maintain our need, feed their need for us to go to the movies and keep doing all this great content for
That's
you.
That's my line, dude.
Yep. Hey, well, we are the real mentors, aren't we?
Straight from my reviews. Anyway, Mike, what you got, man?
First of all, I want to plug my family's website, girlslife.com, girlzlyfe.com. Also, we have a web store on Amazon as well. And we are in the girlslife.com studio.
Yes, now keep forgetting. I've been slacking on that.
And just hit me up on Facebook. I'm out there. Real Mentors page on Facebook. We're all there.
We're always posting stuff, trailers, news, all that good stuff. Yeah. Game of Thrones next week. Very excited, of course. Yeah, so that we'll be talking about that, I'm sure, in a couple weeks. Yeah. Extensively.
Not George, but the rest of us.
Yeah.
Well, George will be signing later. He'll do his best Marceau impression when me and Mike talk about this. As always, you can catch me on YouTube, Real Mentor. Latest review, Captain America, is up
give
there.
Your POF no. Out there too, buddy.
Let the ladies come find me. I have to play hard to get. It's that easy. It's not fun. My latest review, Captain America, non-spoilers, up now. I've over 500 views already in the last 2 days, so I'm pretty excited about that. And we'll see you next week for episode 14, and look out for our spoiler-full review of Captain America, which we'll have probably next week, because I think we got a couple weeks of the movie comes out, so I'm not too hurried to put that out there. And we have another special show coming out with Mr. Eric DeSilva coming out later this week as well. Look out for that. All right, buddy. See you guys next week.